The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employers, spouses, or associates. If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on the show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
The advice given in this podcast is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing.
And just like that, we've entered into another fun-filled episode of the Effed Up Farming Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Martin, and across from me tonight in the crow's nest is a guy I know, Royce O'Neill.
Thanks for the rousing introduction, Tyler. I'm going to quit inviting you over to my house to play with our toys.
I didn't want to lie to the people. I almost went a good friend, and then I thought, well, a friend. It's this guy I know.
Thanks. Nice to know where we stand.
Exactly.
All right, let's roll into sponsors tonight, Tyler. You want to lead off? You want me to?
I'll let you go first.
All right, we got Mo Cattle Company found in this operation. The best quality Sim Angus genetics since 2023. We still got three animals for sale. Hit us up.
Yes, we do.
Hit us up. You can buy some quality purebred Angus genetics at this point. We haven't got, well, one of them's got an eighth Simmental.
Yeah, she's not purebred.
That's right. So come,
she's a mixed blood.
Come get you some.
Come get you some of our goods.
Yes.
Also, we have the Livestock Podcast in Hepburn, Saskatchewan.
Yep.
He's had some interesting characters on lately.
He has. I have enjoyed the last couple that I've listened to.
I think I'm one behind, actually. But the one with Jimmy Joe? Does that sound right?
I don't think I've listened to that one yet.
It was a good one.
I was listening to the one where he's talking to the guy that bought some genetics from his grandfather.
No, I think it's the last one. I hadn't got there
yet. Besides, I skipped a couple, so I hadn't listened to all of them. But that one was... That one was very interesting.
Jimmy Joe was good. He was talking about buying cattle from the Rockefellers.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep, it was a good one. So you go check them out.
Also, we have Meat Club Lambs in KHB, Texas. The best lambs and best people in the business. You looking for a show lamb next year, hit them up. I think it's a little late for this year.
Well, you could get a summer sheep, probably.
Do they do summer sheep?
I don't know. I'm not big in the sheep market.
Me neither.
There's a reason that we don't have a herd of sheep, Royce. And unfortunately, our resident recurring guest, the sheep farmer, is not here.
He's not.
He could answer that question. Guaranteed.
I don't think he's gonna.
So just remember, Hadley, even if you're not here, sometimes we still miss you. And also, our favorite sponsor, we've got Texas Beverage and Package in Groom, Texas. They have been throwing some fire shit up on Facebook.
They have.
I'm really excited to go try the Pinhook, the one with the racehorse on it. I think he posted it today. We shared it on the Facebook page today. It looks real good.
I know that last one that he put up there that we shared.
Oh, the Doc Swenson.
That stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get another bottle of that and try it on here and introduce you fine folks to
that. I want to try one of the other ones. Because we just got the, was it Cabernet and Sherry cask? Mm-hmm. I want to get one of the other ones.
Do they have other barrels?
Yeah, I think so. They had like three or four of them stacked up there.
One of them was a rye and one of them was just a regular bourbon.
Well, I think there was three or four of them up there. I still want to try the other Doc Swensons.
Yeah, we've got those two. We've got the rye and the
I would like to try them.
I would too.
Get off my dick, Dan.
I'm not on your dick.
Okay, so speaking of Texas Beverage and Package, it's time to roll into our booze review. This one was not brought to us by Texas Beverage and Package, and therefore I have something else that we need to say.
You got a special message for us, Tyler.
Spay and neuter your fucking pets. support your local shelters, and adopt a dog.
I don't think Sue would have been quite that violent about it.
But does she want the message to get across?
Good job. Spay and neuter your fucking pets. But what if they're planning on raising puppies with their pets?
Do it responsibly.
Well, yeah, everybody should do pet raising responsibly.
I did not think that's where you were going to go with that.
What did you think I was going to say?
Responsibility, spaying and neutering. I didn't know. I was a little nervous. But on a serious note, support your local rescues and shelters and yes. Spay and neuter your pets. Let's not make any more occupants accidents in those shelters.
Yes.
So what we've got here is Old Elk blended straight bourbon whiskey. At Old Elk Distillery, we craft remarkably smooth and innovative spirits with over 4 decades of experience. Few have influenced the American bourbon landscape more than Old Elk's master distiller, Greg Metz. We hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy.
You know, Greg Metz, he's a hell of a guy.
I never met him. Seems like a good guy. This is a gold winning lineup bottle.
Well, that's nice.
So what we got here is 44% alcohol by volume.
That's 88% for all of you Oklahoma listeners.
That says the same thing. Okay. It's 5 years old.
5 years old.
Aged for 5 years. That's the wrong glass. Need this glass.
Pretty sure we have drank some that have been aged way less than 5 years.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Like that J.R. Ewing, I think they just passed it through a barrel on its way to the bottle.
Did they pass it through a barrel, or did they just throw some brown food coloring in it?
I think they did that while they passed it through an old bleached out barrel. It had so many gallons run through it, there was no flavor left in it, so it didn't do them any good.
I don't know. If they were pouring it in the top, it was running out the bottom's all I know.
That's what
that.
I'm saying.
This is a very light straw-colored bourbon. It looked darker. Well, not really. I guess it kind of looked a little.
It looks dusty in the bottle.
That's because we've been sitting that for a while.
We have, but the bottle's not dusty, but the glass, the way it looks.
The glass is a touch cloudy.
Getting some vanilla.
Maybe. I think it smells a little dusty.
Yeah, I'd see how you'd get dust off of that.
Sweet and dusty.
Yeah. It's got some decent legs on it.
Oaky. Sweet, dusty, and a little oaky.
A little oaky. That's what hit me first was the oak. And it's more of a undescribing sweetness.
Nondescript. I don't get a lot there, Royce.
No, it's... I think you got all of them.
Sweet, dusty, and oaky.
Yep. That being said, I don't hate it.
It's not bad at all. It's just not... not a lot to it. It does have a good mouthfeel.
It does.
It's pretty oily. I'm trying to pick something else out of that.
I'm not getting anything.
Okay, you ready to score it?
4.7.
I'm going flat four.
Flat four.
Flat four. And that's not necessarily a bad mark. It just, there's not a lot to it.
I'm not going to call it boring, but it's definitely not exciting.
It's a little on the dull side. That knife needs some sharpening.
Like, I can't.
It does get oakier the more you drink it.
I'm trying to decide if there's anything off-putting about it. And I don't know that there is. It's just,
you know, it's almost got so much oak that you get a little bitterness about it.
You do get a little bitter at the very end.
Like, and so if you wanted to call that off-putting, I guess you could.
Yeah.
But it's not bad at all.
No.
I'm still going to give it a four.
Yeah.
Just.
First score, right score.
Because how we have some other things scored. I think that's kind of where it's going to have to fall.
I'm good with it, bud.
Well, I'm glad you are, because that's what I did. And I didn't ask for your approval or permission.
Well, you got it anyway.
Well, you don't have my approval on that 4.7. That should have been a 4.
Glad you think so.
I do. So there we go. Old Elk. Maybe a little disappointing.
Check it out. If you don't have anything else to drink.
Maybe we're fucking wrong. It's happened to me once before.
I could see that being interesting to somebody who's never had bourbon before.
If all you've ever drank was J.R. Ewing,
you're going to love that shit.
You're going to think that this is like some fantastic grade A quality shit.
You really are. That is a good way to put it.
And it is quality. It's just,
I mean, it's smooth.
Very smooth. It's hard to really say anything negative about it. It's that I can't come up with many. It's got everything that you want there to be in a bourbon. But that is it. It's like they are D for degree right there.
That's exactly what I said. If it's somebody that's never tried a bourbon and you're wondering what bourbon's about, that has got basically the very basest flavors of any bourbon in it.
Yeah.
Got a little oak. Got a little sweet. Got a little dust. Maybe the dust is a little extra because not every bottle has a little dust in it. But so you're getting a little bang with your buck. You're not just getting the sweet and the oak. But
and it's a reasonably priced bottle.
Yeah, I think they're reasonably priced.
I'll say that's in the $40 range.
Mm-hmm.
I think it fits in nicely with everything else that we've been doing the last few weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, go check it out. Or don't. I don't care.
I care. I want you to go to Texas Beverage and Package and pick you up a bottle. And while you're there, pick up something else. Maybe three or four. Just fill a box. If you don't have to have a box to come out of that store, you have not bought enough. Turn your ass back around.
You can always buy Christmas presents for almost everybody at a liquor store.
Here's the deal. I've never tried it. But if I was given a bottle of bourbon that maybe had a pour out of it, I'm not going to throw a fit.
You are too.
If you do it, yeah. But your average person, no.
Anybody does that to you, I am going to hear about it for the next week.
It really depends on the right person.
It have to be the right person, huh?
Boys, I've spent a lot of money on a partial bottle of bourbon before.
No, that is right.
So if you give it to me for free, but you sampled it, I'm not going to be upset unless you put your fucking mouth on the bottle. Then I'm not going to drink the shit.
Fair point.
And we all know that's fucking factual.
That is.
My wife can even testify to that. Tyler, don't drink after people.
I don't blame you.
Or eat after people.
I don't blame you.
You touch my food, I'm done. Just it's amazing I got away. This big, Royce. It's amazing I got this big.
Just walking away at this point.
Okay, so that was fun.
Good segment. Once again, thanks to Texas Beverage Package and Groom for that segment.
And also, spay and neuter your fucking pets.
Don't be an animal. Raise your animals right. All right, Tyler, where are we going from here?
I guess we'll just go ahead and kill the day.
All right. You teed up or you want me to lead off?
I'll go. I am going to go with I Need Never Get Old by Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. I need it so bad. Never get old. Fucking love that song.
That's just a good band in general.
They do good work. They do good work.
I like their old-timey band qualities that they've got in a lot of
the big band
music.
Part.
Yeah.
That's good. It's almost kind of jazz-like.
Yeah.
But it's also still kind of rock and roll type jazz.
Rockabilly jazz, yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to go rockabilly, but maybe.
Because they've got kind of some, a little Americana to them, a little jazz, a little rock, a little blues.
And they have what appears to be just a hell of a man on the album cover there.
I haven't seen that album
yet. Got the turquoise flowing.
Mm-hmm.
The chest mane a-flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Could just almost be me, but I don't have the tattoos, and that's not quite enough chest hair.
No, it doesn't look like he's got a sweater on underneath his shirt.
Not quite. Not quite. So what are you doing, Royce?
I've got Gallows Pole by Willie Watson.
Gallows Pole by Willie Watson.
I think I see my father coming way across the sea. Father, did you bring me silver? Father, did you bring some gold? What did you bring me, dear father, to keep me from the gallows pole?
Well, that's a song.
You don't like it?
It's good. Never heard it before. Seems fine.
Kind of got a Bob Dylan-ish feel to it.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. Probably a little more Tom Petty than
Than Bob Dylan. I could go with that.
It's kind of got that soft, kind of wistful voice.
Yeah. No, I could see that. Out of it.
But. Maybe even Eric Clapton. I'm still thinking first thought, right thought.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go Petty on that
one. He'd have to get a little hotter on that guitar to be a Clapton jam.
Yeah, he really would. But, yeah. So, y'all check the music out.
That was a good one. As always, make sure to buy the album. Buy the song. Check it out. Support your local artists. And spay and neuter your pets. What you doing there, big cat?
I was trying to look up that drone on the big screen that you sent me.
So that's what we're going to talk about first.
I thought that's why you sent it to me.
I didn't necessarily mean first, but
we don't have to talk about it first. We can talk about something else.
You already talked about it, Royce. We got to talk about it now. So what we got here is a Flying Harvest Robot demo. And it was at Interpoma.
Yes.
Which is the Interpoma Apple Trade Show in Bolzano, South Tyrol, Italy. And I probably just butchered the shit out of every one of those names. But at least I didn't call it like Italia or something like that.
Could be worse.
So what it is, it's the Tevel Aerobotics Technologies of Israel. And they have an apple picking robot. And it's autonomous. It I'm a little confused. Is that how they grow apples?
It kind of looks like vines.
It looks like just a straight fucking wall of apples, which I didn't... I mean, I know they kind of trim the trees up a little bit to do that kind of stuff.
That's impressive, I've got to say. So, I'm pretty sure this is in Israel.
Well, it's an Israeli company.
Yeah. So, the ad that we're watching here, I think, is...
So it's a robot drone that is tethered to a bin.
Okay.
Which is driven by an autonomous vehicle.
All right. So it's all autonomous.
100%. It goes down, it picks the apples, and it drops them into that bin right there.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. It's got it's a 4-copter deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just pick them one at a time and
drop them over on the little bin.
That's
looks like they got a lot of apples on the ground there, Royce.
It looks like, yeah, but is that from the drones or is that from the just apples falling out of the tree?
I don't know.
You know, a real Sir Isaac Newton moment, if you will.
I suppose so.
Look at the number of drones they've got in that field, I'm guessing.
Son of a bitch!
Well, as slow as they're going, I think you've got to have several of them. It can take you a minute to fill up one of them boxes.
So many drones. We got this happy family just walking around fucking off because they don't have to pick apples.
No, because they've got Tevil to do it for them.
That's a neat deal.
That is pretty cool.
And I'll be honest with you, whenever I picked that story out, it just said robot harvester on a newsletter that I get.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I want to see a robot harvester. I didn't realize it was going to be an apple picker. And somehow that is a little disappointing and also
pretty cool at the same time.
Super surprising. So I'm curious, are we just going to watch fishing videos now? Or?
It's an ad. I don't know what's happening here. We don't need to watch this anymore.
I'm curious if it can distinguish between a ripe apple and a non-ripe apple.
I'm guessing green apple. It does. And I bet if we would have actually turned the sound on that video, we might have heard something about it.
I don't know if we would have, Royce. It looked like it had subtitles, like perhaps it wasn't in our native tongue.
I'm wondering if it's just because they're hard to understand because they've got an accent.
I don't know. Could have a big Morimoto thing going.
It could.
Probably pissed me off if I was Iron Chef Morimoto and they put fucking... And they're still doing it, even on the new one. They're still putting subtitles on that son of a bitch.
Morimoto's on the new one?
Yeah, he judged one.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
Okay,
one
so I fair full disclosure on this. We're big Iron Chef fans. Always have been. And they rebooted it on Netflix. And I was watching the first episode, and I was texting Roy saying, dude, we need to sign up because we are going to fucking wreck shop in the new Iron Chef. First 2-3 episodes, it's like, yeah, we got this beat.
Then they come up
with... Boy, it escalated from there.
It really did.
I mean...
Oh, Alton finally got back on his feet on that one and was like...
I'm pretty sure those first couple episodes, they were just like making sure everything worked. Maybe like half the kitchen wasn't set up yet or something. I don't know. But whenever they got in gear, they got the fuck in gear.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Had some impressive ones.
Neither here nor there. I don't know how we got there, but the apple picking drone. It's a cool video. What was the name of that company? Tevemo?
Tevel?
Tevel. T-E-V-E-L. Check it out. It's interesting to look at. And I think that's probably just the start of it. Hey, Royce, what do you know about farming superstitions?
Like, always check the moon signs before you cut a calf, or?
Oh, I said farming, not ranching.
I didn't know if we were going on both.
No, we're going on farming superstitions.
I don't guess I know that many of them.
For example, plant the moonlight.
What does it do if you plant in the moonlight?
According to superstition, the moon can determine the health of your harvest. Crops that grow above ground, such as beans, peas, or lettuce, should be planted in the light of a waxing moon, transitioning from a new moon to a full moon. Crops that grow underground, such as potatoes, beets, or carrots, should be sown in the dark of a waning moon. Planting at the wrong time can curse your harvest.
Okay, that's interesting. So, what about, like, can you plant during the day, or does it have to be at night? Like, if the moon's up during the
Royce,
day.
Royce, I told you what it said. I didn't background it. I just read it.
All right.
I'm guessing you're going to have to start working at night exclusively.
You know, I used to. Used to do a lot of that.
It looks like you're going to have about a week every month. Because you don't grow below ground shit.
No, but if you want a waning moon. Waxing moon, waning moon. Which one was?
You want a waxing moon,
which is it's getting bigger, right?
It's transitioning to a full. Yes. Yeah.
So you'd have 2 weeks.
I don't know. Come on. I don't know.
Because you got the 2 weeks from new to full, and then it falls off after that. Yeah. Either way.
Okay, how about this? Don't mix corpses and crops.
So don't grow crops on dead bodies?
If you've ever happened to use a backhoe or other piece of farming machinery to dig a grave, it should never again be used for your ag work. Operating equipment that's been used to dig graves on your farm will plague your crops, causing them to rot. However, some say that the machinery can be used again if a priest were to bless the equipment with holy water.
Well, I'm glad we haven't used our skid steer to really grow anything, because that would put a real...
I'm curious if you can even use it to, like, work on pivots. If you had to do a little digging around a well or something.
Is it the whole of the skid steer, or is it just...
Royce, I don't think I would fucking test it. You want me to call my priest? Get him to come bless it? He's probably going to have some questions about it. But
I'm tempted to. Just one for the looks. So I've got one for you, Tyler. How do you feel about a guy using Farm Simulator to buy $1.8 million of land in real life? So there's this kid. Started off in high school. He's got him and three or four friends start a gaming channel on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Nobody watches any of their other videos, but he starts posting some on the squad, which is what they called their group, of him playing Farm Simulator. And those are the only ones that got any views. So the other guys quit, and he just kept going with his. And I mean, that guy had some hustle to him. He was posting a video a day, even while going through college and everything. And eventually, he was able to buy basically like 250 or 300 acres of land for $1.8 million in Iowa.
I just don't understand people that watch people play video games.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Like, how big a fucking loser are you that you're not even gung-ho enough to play the fucking video game?
You know, I get it, like some of the shooters, because somebody has a cool kill on there, a clip. I'm not saying I just sit there and watch it, but every once in a while,
a clip will pop up. I've seen those. Those are kind of funny sometimes.
But other than that, I don't see it.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I mean, good for that kid.
Oh, kudos to him.
He had some drive, had like a million viewers or something like that.
I mean, I think it just worked out for him. I'm not gonna promote his great drive.
The article made it sound like he had some
He played video games once a day and put it on the fucking internet.
But you know how boring Farm Simulator gets, Tyler.
I like Farm Simulator.
I do too, but I can't play it just nonstop every day. I'm going to need a break.
I mean, how big of clips were he posting? Probably more than about an hour.
Either way, still, you got to play it for an hour.
I'd play it for an hour every day if I was making money off of it.
Well, yeah, but it's still going to get to be a job. Going to turn into a job. And you're going to tell me you were going to do that in college when you could have been out drinking beer, having fun.
Royce, how many nights did we sit around playing video games and drinking beer?
Well, that is true.
Like, our streams would have been worthwhile if they had a camera on the house.
We, We called it.
Nobody's going to be watching us play the fucking video games. We're like, what's this bunch of degens doing tonight?
So yeah, no, I wanted to bring that up. I thought it was pretty cool. Odd, but also pretty cool.
Can I get back on my superstitions?
Go ahead. I thought you were done with superstitions. I'm sorry.
No, I only did two.
Oh, how many do you have?
13.
Son of a bitch.
Predict the rain is number 3. If you want to know if it's about to rain, check the exterior of your ag equipment. If the metal is accumulating compensation, rain is on the way.
Compensation? Condensation.
Well, it said compensation, but you're right. Condensation is the correct word there. Other signs of imminent precipitation include chickens hiding their heads under their wings and hogs beginning to tussle in their pen.
Okay, so they're predicting rain.
So that one was a little weak.
I think you're about 10 minutes too late there, weatherman.
No new work on Fridays.
Don't start a new job on Friday.
The end of the week is great for continuing or finishing up, but it's not recommended that you start a new project on any Friday, whether plowing, drilling, or combining. Folklore says this misfortune is bound to befall your work if you start a job on Friday. Others go even further and say you shouldn't even accept deliveries or sign paperwork on a Friday, as those transactions will be cursed.
Well, they like to curse lots of stuff.
Well, the superstitions, bud. That's what we're doing.
All right.
We're going to skip that one. Leave some crumbs. Especially on small farms, workers during the silage season often believe it's good luck to take their lunch break on top of a bale surveying their work. However, it's said that failing to leave behind a few crumbs for the fairies of the field can anger them, bringing bad luck to you and your farm.
All right, fairies of the field, you need to feed them.
You gots to.
You don't want the fey folk being mad at you.
Boy, them fairies are bad deal. You ever got stuck in a fairy dancing circle?
I have not, and thank you.
Doesn't
goodness.
Look like fun.
Have you?
No, I've seen video.
I have too.
Keep digging tools outside. Farmers will be the first to tell you it's bad luck to bring a shovel, hoe, or any other excavating equipment into the house. Keep those tools outside, or you may risk digging your own home into a hole of bad luck.
I wonder if that's what I did here.
I'm guessing so.
I don't remember bringing a shovel or a hoe in the house.
It's a long-held belief that crops sown from north to south will produce a healthier harvest than those planted east to west. Before you start tilling or plowing, be sure to confirm in what direction you'll be pointing your tractor so as to create the best possible fortune.
That's nice. I'm gonna have to double-check that on field of ours. Yeah, we got one field, same variety.
Yep.
Goes both ways.
Yep, well. North and South did better. Leave lone trees alone. A solitary tree may get in the way during harvesting or silage season, but it may be a good idea to leave it alone. Folklore says trimming or cutting down a tree that stands alone in a field, especially a hawthorn tree, can anger the sprites that reside within its trunk and bring you bad luck.
Okay.
So now we got to feed the fairies, keep the sprites fucking trees up. Shit, this is getting to be a job all on its own.
There's a lot of these.
According to ancient myth, acorns are potent symbols of fertility and long life. They can not only bring you good health, but can also bless your crops if you carry one when planting or harvesting. So before hopping into your tractor, pop an acorn into your pocket.
I'm going to have to go find an acorn. You know where any acorns are?
I think I got some in my house.
Do you?
Yeah.
My God, you're not showing up to work again without an acorn in your pocket.
I don't plant, so it's okay.
Oh, fair enough.
I didn't say anything about cattle work, so I think I'm okay. Don't walk under ladders.
Well, yeah,
everybody knows that.
Yeah,
everybody knows that.
Just bad luck, bad form.
Some superstitious farmers wary of accidental conjuring dark spirits with black magic. Believe.
Wait, what?
Some superstitious farmers, wary of accidentally conjuring dark spirits with black magic, believe that you should avoid any tools with a handle made out of holly or hazel. These types of wood were used by witches for their brooms and by druids for their wands.
Okay. So no hazel or holly.
There we go. Carrying acorn. Plant north to south. In the dark. In the moonlight.
Leave your digging equipment outside. Do not take excavators.
Don't you bring them hoes in the house, Royce.
Leave the hoes at the
door.
You
bring a hoe in this house, I'm pretty sure you're going to have some bad luck.
They are probably going to get beat with that hoe.
She's got a fake leg or something?
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. Very funny.
Okay, what else would you like to talk about?
I've got one.
Is it a good one?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm betting it's below average.
It's kind of like one from last week where I asked you about what your thoughts on these were.
Okay.
Love it. Okay. Tips to raise yields across your farm. See how you feel about these, Tyler. One, wait for ideal planting conditions. Fucking softball right out of the gate, right?
I mean, I don't know exactly what they're saying there.
This is talking with Kevin Kalb. I don't know if you know who that is or not.
I do.
But for those of you listening at home that don't, he's a 14-time winner of the National Corn Growers Association National Corn Yield Contest from Du Bois, Indiana. But yeah, it's just saying, basically, wait for the best planting conditions. Although you can't always do that. Sometimes you just got to get in and force her in there.
You're well, not if you want to win, Royce. Not if you want to win. And, you know, that also kind of goes back to the old saying, plant it in the dust and the bins will bust.
There you go.
All right. So is that the ideal conditions?
So this is one that I did find interesting. Put your effort where it counts. So this guy... this is a different guy saying, by nature, he wants to swap the colors on your yield maps because by nature, your eyes are drawn to red. And so you want to fix the problem. But he's thinking that leads to undermanaging the better parts of your field instead of upping the fertilizer on your poor parts because maybe you can't grow anymore on those. up the fertilizer on your better parts and see if you can get that 250 in your high spot knocked up to 300.
I think that's the whole purpose of the variable rate systems. You don't put as much seed in your lower fertility ground. You don't put as much fertilizer where it's not going to work. And you pix your cotton where it needs to be pixed and not where it doesn't need to be pixed.
Yeah.
So, I agree with that. But
yeah, I get
it's really earth shattering.
I hadn't looked into the whole variable rate stuff.
Well, I mean, it's just like what y'all did over on the Metcalf place. You know, what'd you do with the lake?
Yeah.
Cut it the fuck out.
Basically.
Can't grow nothing there.
But yeah. So, and what was the last one? Oh, you're going to like this one. Tissue test to listen to your plants.
You know, if you'd have bothered to show up to the meeting that my coworker put on this week, you'd have heard a whole lot about listening to the plant and feeding it what it wants.
But this guy, it's back to Calb again, also says... pull a soil sample the same time you take your tissue sample to see if your crop's not able to get what's out there or if it's just not there.
So I'm kind of split on that one. My deal is let's look at the tissue sample, and it doesn't matter if it's in the dirt or not.
Yeah.
Because if it's not in the plant, it doesn't make a shit.
Yeah. There's something wrong that it can't take it in if it's not in the plant at that point.
Yeah. And if you can feed it foliar, just do that because it's quicker.
Easier. Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Okay. No, those are the main three.
Those are the only three you got?
I mean, there's trial new practices in 2023, but each year test at least one new production practice they suggest, such as planting populations, rates of nitrogen, biologicals, or fungicide use.
Been getting a lot of questions about biologicals lately.
Have you?
I have been.
Bugs in a jug or chemistry in a jug?
Yes.
Because, you know, I was sold. I was somebody tried to sell me chemistry in a jug. It's not bugs in a jug. It's chemistry in a jug.
That's what I'd say, too, if I was trying to sell bugs in a jug.
I think it was. It wasn't quite bug poop in a jug, but it was.
You know, so I listened to a very interesting podcast, and I'm going to go ahead and shout that dude out. It's The Rogue Agronomist.
Okay.
You ever listen to any of his stuff?
I have not.
It's a good deal. So his deal is he's been an agronomist. He worked for the co-ops and stuff up somewhere north of here. And he's done that for lots of years, and he's checked lots of fields. And he partnered with one of his buddies, and he bought into that guy's farm. I think he farming 2,000 or 3,000 acres, something like that. And he was checking the fields, and the guy said, well, why don't you just come in here and quit your job and partner with me, and you check everything, and we just kind of go like that. So he's still doing some outside independent checking, and he's checking all their stuff, and he's farming. But he had a deal about biologicals the other day, and the main point that I took away from that is biologicals are cool. They're awesome. We need to use them. But there's 14 million companies currently right now that are trying to make biologicals. Mm-hmm. And of that 14 million, there's about 5 that say, my product does this. With the caveat, it doesn't say it improves soil health.
What does it say it does?
Because all 14 million of them say it improves soil health.
Yeah.
That is a very bland, generic statement that, I mean, yeah, it's true. You're putting bugs in the dirt. You're good. You're improving the soil health. You have to be able to pick the product that says, you know, we're going to unlock locked potassium, or we're going to combat this nematode, or we're going, you know.
Yeah.
You need to pick the one of the however many he said that actually have a purpose and do that purpose. Now, some of them don't actually do what they say that they do, but at least they have a point that they're trying to make. And odds are it's just an environmental condition why it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't think there's that many people out there selling bathtub biologicals. And there might be. I don't know. Shout out. Happy birthday to Trevor Cook.
Happy birthday. Hope you keep listening.
But anyway, started. Back to the point. The biologicals are neat, but you need to make sure that if you're going to utilize a biological, have a plan for said biological, not just, hey, I'm going to throw out 2 quarts because this is going to improve my soil health and everybody's going to be happy. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
I thought that guy, sometimes I get bored during his things, and they're short. They're like 10 minutes. They're not long at all, but.
Well, that's what happens when you have the attention span of a Brittany Spaniel.
Well, there's just some stuff he talks about that doesn't really apply to us in Texas.
And I'm sure it just gets so dry.
I don't think he's normally drinking whenever he does his, so I think we've got him beat on the entertainment factor. Educational, 60-40, not sure which way.
Okay, fair enough. You got a topic? What do you think about out-of-country farmland investors?
Well, that's a tough question, Royce.
Yep.
And I'm going to preface that with none of us would probably be here today if it weren't for outside country land investors.
You know, that is a good point. There were lots of them back in the day. Do you want to take a guess on how much of U.S. agricultural land is held by foreign investors?
Well, how are you determining held?
Owned.
Like,
by...
they actually own it, or like if you've got a buyer's group of sorts that happens to have some people from other countries in, and you buy that, does that count?
I'm guessing this is foreign.
Or if a foreign entity was to invest in a specific farm?
I think it's land owned by a foreign entity.
30%.
Way high. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of it that is happening here lately. But
see, that gets back to, I'm not sure how we measure that exactly.
I see your point, but this is saying that foreign investors own 37.6 million acres of U.S. ag land, which is 2.9% of all privately held ag land and 1.7% of all U.S. land.
Does that include timberland?
It does. I'm real sure it says in here.
Seems like that number's low.
And maybe it doesn't, but one of the things that...
It seems like what they counted were Joe McClary from Scotland owns this tract of land. Not Bobby McLaughlin from Ireland, who is in this group. And they all bought this land.
Well, and I think it depends. Is that group controlled by a U.S. citizen?
Doesn't matter. It's still the foreign money.
Well, some of it is. But if it's controlled by U.S. interest...
Still foreign money.
Yeah, it turns into a gray
And it
area.
Wouldn't even be American controlled if it wasn't for the foreign money.
So, but back to my point. One of the things that... kicked up this storm was there were 300 acres of North Dakota farmland that brought 2.6 million acres.
Saw that.
Because the Chinese government bought it, or the Chinese company bought it.
Well, that's the government.
Yeah. And it
Hooray, socialism!
It just happened to be 12 miles from an Air Force base, which houses complex drone tech.
I can't imagine why they wanted it.
Exactly, right?
I'm sure they're just out there trying to learn some new things about growing wheat. They grow a lot of wheat in China.
They're milling corn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they got a lot of people to feed. Fucking socialism up there.
That they do. But, I mean, it's stuff like that. So, I mean, how do you feel about foreign governments investing in...
You said foreign peoples when we started this. You're saying foreign governments.
All right.
And I am anti-foreign governments buying pieces of America. I just want to put that out very plainly.
All right. So then foreign peoples.
I'm kind of okay with that because they've been doing it since before we were here. Before your family was here.
I mean, I'm with you on that because how is it that we're a free country, but you can tell me who I can or can't sell my property to?
You shouldn't sell it to the People's Republic of China.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
But if I
should be able to tell you not to sell your land to the People's Republic of China.
But if I have 200-300 acres that they want to give me $1 billion for?
Have some fucking morals. Spay and neuter your fucking dogs. Don't sell to the communists.
I don't know. For $1 billion, I'm going to have a hard time saying. For that half section? A billion dollars. $1 billion.
Is not going to be enough to hide from the people that are coming for you, Royce.
I thought you were going to say to clean your soul after you deal with the dirt.
I'm not even talking heaven or hell at this point. I'm talking about how quick you're going to get there.
Fair point, but
I know. It's a bad deal. Shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't. So.
So I'm again anti-government fence rider on people. Really kind of okay with individual people.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that, but I mean it's because you get a government in, they're going to be able to outbid anybody.
Theoretically.
I mean, they should be able to.
Well, no, government money's not real.
It's not. Especially Chinese government money. It's even faker than ours, I believe.
And also, another caveat you should put in this is a foreign person comes over, let's say a guy from the Ukraine says, you know what, fuck this, I'm tired of fighting the Russians. And he comes over here and he offers you $1 billion for your farm and he's going to stay here and work on your farm. Okay, I'm cool with that. He's going to come over, be a citizen. He's buying your land.
Yeah. I mean, if he's
the Ukraine wants to pay $1 billion for your farm, still out.
Yeah.
No, they're not even communist.
I would agree with you on that. Because we're back to my point you know, a government can pretty much do what they want within certain reasons. Monetarily wise.
100%. Especially one like China.
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, food truck's not running on Wednesday. We just bought O'Neill Farms.
Because that's going to get them a long ways.
That's close to strategic places.
Yeah. It's within 40 miles of one.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, that's kind of here and there. Speaking of foreign countries. Your hero's coming home, bud.
Which one?
Brittany Griner.
I saw that. How safe do you feel knowing that she came home and the Merchant of Death is also going home?
I'm sure they're going to keep an eye on him this time.
You think?
I bet they do.
Was he one of the guys that they made a movie about?
Oh, they made that Nick Cage movie. It was loosely based on him.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was.
God of War? Was that the name of that movie?
Lord of War.
Lord of War.
Yeah, Lord of War.
Yeah, which is a fucking fantastic movie. Obviously, it's got Nick Cage in it.
I was fixing to say, especially by his standards, he did a really good job.
That dude does gold. Even that movie he did where he was making fun of himself, fucking awesome.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I want to.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but it was fucking great.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know if it was on Netflix or I think I saw it on Amazon or something.
I'm going to have to look it up because I've heard.
I just realized I never went back and finished that movie. It was fucking hilarious.
I've heard good things about it.
Nick Cage is an American treasure.
He really is.
Weird bastard. He's already got his pyramid built there in New Orleans, but.
Didn't know he built a pyramid.
Yeah. His mausoleum in his New Orleans.
Is it like a cemetery? Big pyramid? Little pyramid.
It's like 12 foot tall.
A little disappointing for Nick Cage.
I don't know how much room they gave him in the cemetery in New Orleans. I think he just kind of had to deal with what was allotted. You've seen some of those cemeteries. They are tighter than asses to elbows over there.
They pack them in. Pack them in tight.
And they seem like they're so much tighter because everything has to be above ground.
But wasn't he a U.S. citizen? I guess he was in that movie.
In the movie, he was like he was an immigrant from
Ukraine, I think.
Might have been
because he lived in Little Odessa, and I think Odessa is Ukraine.
Okay,
not this that Odessa.
Right? No,
I went the wrong way.
I knew what you were talking about. Yeah. So you could feel safer at night knowing Brittany Griner came home. No more Russian overreach by locking somebody up for breaking their laws.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meme of El Chapo sitting in his prison cell waiting on some athlete to fuck up in Mexico?
I have not.
Yeah, it's great.
I did see a meme of some black dude with dreads getting a...
I saw that one too.
It said, Brittany's finally free.
I liked the one where they put that beard on Brittany Griner. It's like Russian prisons are so rough, they can put a beard on a woman.
Hey, if y'all have any of those,
put them on the page. We don't care. I'd like to see funny shit.
Oh, what else you got for me, Tyler?
I guess we need to do a farming fuck up.
Oh,
before we forget.
We skipped over that one.
So here's the deal. We can't really post a picture of this one.
I'm going to try and figure out how to do the video.
Yep. It is so funny.
If
so
nothing else, funny. I'll just share it to the page.
Yeah, that'd be
and
fun.
The group.
That'd be fun. So there's this cat, and he's...
This is what I want.
He's sitting in a combine? Is that right?
Yes.
He's sitting in a combine, and all of a sudden, this grain cart, auger cart, follow cart. I don't even know what the fuck we're calling them anymore.
I don't think this is U.S.
Yeah, they're probably calling it a follow cart or some shit. Hey, we don't need the volume up on this, bud.
Holy
I'm pretty sure that's
fuck.
not around here. He's about to get bogged. But anyway, this cart just comes hauling ass buying through this field. No tractor attached. Just the cart. Just a rocking and rolling.
It's going forward.
Yes.
Like, how does this happen?
Okay. I'm going to finish describing the scenario. So it goes around him, kind of cuts across the field, and then just bam, right into a barbed wire fence.
Yeah, it looks like
it a barbed wire fence. Sure shit hit something. It had to be a barbed wire fence. And then it finally stops kind of in the bottom of this draw after it goes through the fence. But I'm going to tell you how this happened, Royce. They went to unhook that cart from a tractor. Okay.
Okay.
Up at the top of the hill, back behind where we didn't see.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going to swap tractors. Maybe they're about to hook it up to a truck. Because it looks like that field's all cut.
It does look like that field's all cut. At least this part. The part
the side on the way. Other side of the...
I think it's cut too, because you can kind of see
those swaths, yeah. So anyway, they were probably going to hook it up to like a truck or something to haul it down the road.
Because it looks empty.
Yeah, I'm real sure it's empty, or they don't have much in it. So anyway, they unhook it from the tractor. And it was balanced well enough.
It is balanced very well, which it's a four-wheel cart.
Center-wheeled four-wheel cart. And it just fucking took off.
And man, it went. When she got some going, she
is going.
Which that thing looks heavy without any weight in it.
Yeah, but I think that's just kind of the way it's built.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it looks like it's heavy built. Because, I mean, that fence doesn't really... do anything to it.
Tore that fucking fence up.
Like, you can see a good ways down each side of it that it just ripped whatever fence was left there. Because it doesn't look like it's a good fence.
You know, it's not a great fence, but it kind of looks like that scene in Top Gun Maverick whenever he comes back into the character or the carrier and they got the barrier up and it just kind of skids through it. Except for, I think it was more the hill that stopped it.
Yeah, I think it was. I think if it was still downhill, it'd have kept going.
Yes.
But I would agree with your wild-ass guess on that, Tyler, that is, in fact, what happened.
Had to be.
They obviously unhooked it because it went forward through the fence.
Yes.
So tally-ho, boys.
And I'm wondering if maybe it had a jack on it, but they didn't pin the jack, like it had one of those swivel jacks.
And they didn't pin it,
and it had just enough slope that it folded that jack back up.
I'm wondering if the jack was a little weak and it just bent that leg on it and took off.
You know, it seems like as heavy built as that cart is, you would have put a big enough jack on it. But I could definitely see that.
Or maybe it's balanced well enough they didn't put a jack on it.
I mean, that would be a ballsy play.
Or picked it up with like a high lift style jack. Because, you know, those things are notorious to sink, especially in soft farm ground like that looks like it could be.
Sink or fall the fuck over.
Yeah. Well, it just sinks a little bit, gives a little bit, and then falls over.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'll figure out how to share that.
Seems like you should be able to just share it to the page. Like, click that bottom right-hand button.
I was going
to
try and post it with the...
Yeah,
post,
I'm just saying, if you push that bottom right-hand button, I think it should have an option to share to a group. Maybe not. Maybe. Fuck, you're in a lot of groups.
Not even all of them are active anymore.
I got a couple like that, but not that fucking many.
I joined a lot of groups here lately.
Speaking of this video and what we talked about beforehand, I would like to have
Remember these two?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good times.
And the third one. I don't know why.
Back to my point. I want to have a poll. A grain cart. The cart that you pull behind the tractor to empty the combine to go load the trucks.
What do you call it?
Is it a grain cart? Is it an auger cart? Is it a follow cart? I've heard so many fucking names in the last week since I joined that fucking group.
Which group did you join?
You sent me something, and it was on like a Harvester's page or some shit.
Oh, it was that one.
Yeah.
But see, I didn't join that group. I just saw that posted to a different group I was
in. Well, it made me join the group to see the video. So it did. And I've seen lots of cool videos lately. Apparently, a lot of people are getting bogged.
Apparently, I'm going to need to join that group.
Which, if you don't know what bogged means, that means stuck. That was another term I had to figure out for my fucking self. But a follicart seems a little eh. Like, you didn't put a lot of thought into that one. I like grain cart. I'm pretty sure Royce is going to agree with me on grain cart.
I do. Auger cart's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but...
it's still a roundabout way of saying grain cart.
Yeah. So anyway, tell us what you think it is. Let us know.
We will put a poll up. We'll start a poll.
I mean, I'll put a poll on Spotify, but nobody ever answers that. Because you guys suck.
No, why would you put it on Spotify? Put it on Facebook.
Well, put it on Facebook. I don't do Facebook. That's you.
That's what I was saying.
I mean, I share stuff on Facebook, but that's on... you make those things.
I mean, you are the leader of the group.
The leader of a lot of things, and I've designated you social media manager.
I am just the leader of the page.
You are the VP of social media and marketing.
I don't know why it's not, why my group's not showing up here to... I'll figure it out later.
Okay, so whenever I want to share stuff from the group, I have to go switch my profile to the group, search it out, find it, and...
I thought I already
do it like that.
But either way.
Neither here nor there.
I'll figure it out off the...
Let us know what you say about grain cart, auger cart. Let us know what you think about this to-be-named-later item. Hauling ass across the field. Rex hasn't even been posting lately.
He hasn't. Rex, where have you been?
Motherfucker must be busy or something. It's like he got a new job. He's got work all of a sudden.
Oh, he still doesn't work.
He did cook some fantastic looking salmon for supper tonight.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Hadn't seen that one yet.
Cedar plank in the old pizza oven.
That charcuterie board looked pretty good last night.
Some bitch can make some salami roses.
I thought it was his child that was doing it.
Well, I don't know if she made that one.
Ah.
The Brandons are good at the charcuteries.
It looks like they've got them.
And I'm pretty sure he'll sell you a board for about $45.
Like, make you a board and...
like a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Like, just the board part. He probably put meat and cheeses on it for you if you wanted him to.
A little extra, but he'll
but I know at one point he wanted to make one for himself, and so he's like, well, I'm making one. I might as well make six or eight. And I think that's turned into kind of a booming enterprise for him.
I thought you just put them on a cutting board.
No, you got to have the fancy board, man. Just like my WT Texas charcuterie board. Have you seen that?
I don't guess I have.
It's a Texas-shaped board, and it's got the WT logo, the Lena WT. Not the flame. I would have preferred the flame, but whatever. It's laser engraved in the middle of it. It's cool.
Yeah,
as hell.
I thought those were basically cutting boards. But
well, they basically are.
But you don't use them as a cutting board because.
But
you
like
don't
the ones Rex made were probably like 6-8 inches across and like 5 foot long, like,
oh,
or 4 foot long. You know, yeah. It was long. It looked long in the picture.
It's so like, a big charcuterie.
You're board. Not using that as a cutting board. It is a charcuterie board.
That is a large piece of meat you're going to cut if that is like a whole pig. But it's not wide enough for a whole pig.
No, I'm thinking like a loin. It would be appropriate size for a loin, but it didn't have a blood groove, which is going to make that tricky.
Problematic.
It's going to make a mess. Started making turkey pastrami today.
Did you?
Yeah, I found a turkey breast in my freezer the other day.
Yeah.
Boned it out, got her soaking in the juice.
Okay.
We're going to corn it, then we're going to smoke it.
All right. Well, let us know how that turns out, Tyler.
I'll try to remember, but we all know I won't.
Yeah, you'll forget.
Yeah.
We all do.
Anything else you want to talk about? I feel like we've been up here kind of long enough. We were supposed to have a really kick-ass guest today, but his mama got sick, didn't have a babysitter. It's okay. We'll let it go. But we will have him back on, and I'm just going to go ahead and say, this guest will be better than Hadley.
I think so. I think we've got a boatload of potential with this one.
Yes. So many more stories, so much more life experience. He's going to make Hadley look like a little kid, which isn't hard to do because Hadley's
so
kind of a...
So many wrecks.
So many wrecks. We could talk for 3 hours just about the pickup wrecks. Not including the horse wrecks and all the other wrecks.
The just standing there wrecks?
So be looking forward to that. I'm guessing it's probably going to be after the holidays at this point.
Probably.
But we're going to try to get that going on good. And we've got a really good idea for a holiday booze.
Yes.
Extravaganza? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it that.
So look forward to that in the days to come.
Christmas and holiday spectacular.
Yes. The super awesome Christmas spectacular.
I like it. You need to put that on a button for the.
I might.
For that episode, Tyler.
I might. Speaking of buttons, we're always looking for sponsors.
Hit us up.
Let us know. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Make sure and check out all our great sponsors. You've got the Texas Beverage and Package Company, Mo Cattle Company,
Cliff's Farms, or the Livestock Podcast, and also our good friends at Meat Club Lambs.
No doubt. Check them all out. Hope y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Spay and neuter your fucking pets.
Spay and neuter your fucking pet. Don't be a degen.
And also support your local pet shelter.
Yes.
They need help, folks.
Yes.
Because the people that don't spay and neuter their god dang pets.
That might have been too much.
I said god dang.
That might have been
too much. I did not say god. I said
that. That. You know, hey, we forgot to do trivia.
We did forget to do trivia.
So I've got a trivia question for you, Royce.
That's good because I forgot to look one up.
Who doesn't spay and neuter their pets and support their local animal shelters?
Assholes do.
Degens. That's who doesn't support their local animal shelters and spay and neuter their fucking pets.
I feel like that's the only trivia we need tonight.
You know who else doesn't? People that don't shop at Texas Beverage and Package Store. Bunch of fucking losers.
I like how you put that. Let's end on a high note. You guys have a good week. See you later.
Later.